In the first reading, we have this remarkable text about who is righteous. Now, lying at the depth of this text is an understanding of freedom. See, for us, freedom is choice, chocolate or vanilla. But see, that's choice. Freedom is much deeper. It is the capacity to realize all that God has destined for us to do. Freedom is that by which we make ourselves what we are. And that's why Ezekiel can say, you know, if a fellow's doing well and then he decides to start willing evil, he will become evil. Choice is just not, as I say, chocolate or vanilla. You know, adultery, non-adultery. You know, just things to do. Choice springs from the very depth of our spirit. And it makes us what we choose. And that's what the Lord is talking about here. And obviously urging us to start making the right choices. Because as we choose, we change ourselves. And it's not as superficial as we sometimes think. You see, willpower, the power to choose, the power to will, is the power to make yourself. Now, when we do that under the movement of grace, you see, we make ourselves children of God in the power of the grace that's given to us. And that's the message. That's why when he says, you know, you say my ways aren't right, I'm saying no, it's your ways are not right. And you make light of what you're doing with your willpower. Well, you can't do that. You're making yourself. In the gospel, we have this part which is called the antitheses. You've heard it said, but I say. And here you have the norm of one of the most fundamental ways that we make ourselves. Do we love and forgive, or do we not? You heard it said, don't kill whoever kills, be liable to judgment. I say, who's ever angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever says to his brother, Raka, you fool, you religious fool, really, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. Not that our Lord has great trust in the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to Gehenna. Why? Because you're making yourself a hateful person. This is very important because as we grow in the spiritual, as we grow in the spiritual life, you see, it's what we're doing with our depth of our being. Is it clinging to God, searching for God, trusting God? Or are we just sort of, you know, going through the day? Is it just, and which one is it? Now then our Lord, you see, gives us an example. And as you'll notice, so many of the teachings of the Lord are about the way we relate. In the prayer that he teaches us about praying to the Father, we ask first that his name be held in honor, blessing, awe, love. Hallowed be your name. And may that rule of yours be here on earth. Huh? Can you imagine? if God were really the ruler of the world. There'd finally be justice. There'd be no poverty. God ruling. He does rule. But it's his very capacity to make ourselves that he respects. He gave it to us. Then he goes further. If you're on the way to do something and offer something to God, forget it. Go get reconciled to your brother. Forget it. I don't want that. That's pretty radical, isn't it? If anybody right here in Mass knows that somebody has something against them, go. Call them up. Find out. Because we, pious as we are, run the risk, every pious person does, except Our Lady and Our Lord, of just doing all these pious things and never changing. So that's what he's saying. Then the last part of this is an urgency message. The kingdom of God is breaking in, so get ready. And the example he gives is, you're on your way to court with somebody, settle on the courthouse steps. You don't know what's going to happen when you get inside there. In other words, the Lord is saying with his beautiful, symbolic way, I'm here. This is the moment of choice. So choose well. Don't think you're going to keep going and get away with it. Because one day the judge is going to tell you something. And then you won't get out till you paid the last penny. So settle now. Go to confession. Make reparation. Get reconciled. So when you get to the courthouse, clunk, not guilty.